Hey everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Poppin' Off about pop culture. I'm your host Maggie.
And it's me, Steven.
I guess we'll just get right into it. I don't really have any opening remarks to make. But okay, here's how it's gonna go. We're gonna start off with something a little bit sad, and then we're just gonna work our way to the positive stuff. So it only goes up from here.
It does.
Okay, so we talked about the Wendy Williams Lifetime documentary trailer a few episodes ago. I think that it's out now. If not, it's coming out within like next week.
I think it's just about to come out, or
Okay.
maybe it literally came out today. I'm not sure.
I'm not 100% positive. But she was just diagnosed, or like I guess like it was made aware to the public that she's been diagnosed
Yes.
with the same thing that Bruce Willis was diagnosed with a while ago. And you're the doctor here. What's it called?
Frontotemporal dementia and aphasia. So basically, it's just a specific type of dementia that it's affecting the same part of her brain as Bruce Willis. So I guess like it makes sense about all those things that she's been going through, like her difficulty speaking and like the stuttering and like words not coming out the way they're supposed to. It all kind of makes sense, because dementia is a progressive illness, so. She was just in the early stages, when she was on her talk show.
Right. But then, like, now what's not making sense to me is like all this like alcohol abuse that is being, at least that's being shown on or like in the trailer.
Yeah.
So, like, why? I don't know if she's in this kind of like almost debilitated state, like why aren't people just like, because I'm gonna assume she has caretakers at this point. I'm gonna
Probably.
assume. So why aren't they just like, oops, why aren't they just like keeping the alcohol like out of sight, out of mind, you know?
I guess. Yeah,
I
I
don't
don't know
know.
how. I don't know. I haven't seen the documentary yet, so I don't really know what, that could
Yeah.
have been like before her diagnosis.
True.
And
Yeah, I
I
don't
mean,
know.
honestly, the alcohol abuse could have like worsened her dementia or caused it.
Yeah. We saw that on Shameless
Yeah.
when at the last season when Frank has like the alcohol-induced dementia, whatever like
Yeah.
the
Yeah,
medical
she doesn't have
diagnosis
that
is.
same one, but I think dementia in general is worsened by that.
Well, it's just really fucking sad.
It is. Wendy Williams is like truly an icon, and there's like no other word to describe her but icon.
Yeah. Like, was I ever a big Wendy Williams fan? Not really, but I didn't know that she would just like get up on stage and just start talking with like without a teleprompter or notes or anything. Like everything she said would just come to her on the spot. And
And it
that
makes
is like
sense.
right, death to them all. Like, come on, there's no way that was gonna be on a cue card.
No, she shocked even herself when she said it. Yeah, every time I see a little Wendy Williams like montage come up on Twitter
Yeah,
or TikTok, I'm watching
you gotta watch it.
it.
It's just so sad to see someone who was like so savvy and just so witty and quick, just like the
Yes.
decline.
To just struggle with her words, like you said, when she was so witty. It really is like a horrible thing to watch happen to anybody. Yeah, it really is a bummer. I'm glad that she'll be like forever memorialized in media, at least.
Yeah,
And I'm sure
same.
she is too.
Yeah.
Gorm go love the fame.
100%. Yeah. Okay, let's get into the more positive stuff now. Bridget Mendler. You guys, I never thought we'd be talking about Bridget Mendler on this podcast because that woman
Nope.
has kind of been like MIA for the past, like, I don't know, the 5 to 7 years. After Good Luck Charlie, she kind of just like made her way out of the spotlight. And then we learned that she went to Harvard. She has an MBA, I think, or
Yeah,
no, she
I
has a
think she also went
PhD.
to MIT. I think she went to Harvard and MIT.
Yes. And she has a PhD, I think.
Yeah, she's
So
got
that
like a
is
master's and a PhD.
Dr. Bridget Mendler to us.
Yes, that's Dr. Mendler.
That's Dr. Mendler. But she's in the news because she just started her own business that has to do something to do with space. I don't know. I didn't read into it because just hearing that she created something that has to do with space was impressive enough for me.
Right. Like it's some sort of startup. And like honestly, if I read it, I probably would have been less interested. If I actually looked it up, I'd be like, okay, my head hurts.
True.
The one thing about me, I know nothing about space, and I'm perfectly
No.
fine with that.
That's fine. Space is
But
fucking
people who
weird.
do know about space are very impressive to me.
Yes, same. That's why all I needed to read was the headline.
Exactly.
And then not only that, but we found out that she is the mother of a 4-year-old boy that she
Yeah.
fostered and then later adopted. I mean, a woman doesn't stop. The woman knows no bounds.
Yeah. Where's the sit-down tell-all interview with Bridget Mendler? Okay.
Please.
Because as far as I know, this woman has not been interviewed in years. We're just finding out like snippets here and there. Like, I'm sure like the company was like in a newspaper and stuff like that. And maybe she posted on Instagram and for Facebook about her like new son. But like, where's the interview? Like, why is she not on the Tonight Show? Jimmy Fallon,
Something. I
get her
yeah, I
on.
need I need something. I need a sit down. I need a memoir. I just need a little an essay, even. I'll take an essay. I
Yeah,
just need
and
something.
like Maggie said, neither of us thought we'd be talking about her, but you know what? She kind of slays. I mean,
Yeah.
what else can we say? The woman
I
is
mean,
amazing.
yeah. PhD, business owner, mother, has one of the most iconic shows on Disney Channel.
Yeah.
I mean,
And everyone loves Lemonade Mouth too, that movie.
oh my God, Determinate.
Yeah, that one goes hard, actually.
Come on now. I know sometimes I see on Twitter this clip. It's like, I've only seen Lemonade Mouth once, so I don't really like remember a lot from the movie.
Right.
But there's like a really dramatic scene with her and the redhead guy, and it is like way above Disney standards, like her acting abilities.
I agree. I never really liked Lemonade Mouth that much. I think I saw it like once all the way through, and then, you know, maybe I turned it on a couple times for a couple minutes, but
It was kind of like towards the end of our Disney watching days,
yeah, I was too
so
old for it, really. But
yeah.
Determinate, loved that
Oh
song.
my God, fuck it up.
And like you said, I have seen that clip fairly recently within the last couple months or so. And you're right. It's pretty impressive.
And
It's
like,
giving like real prime time.
yes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I was watching it and I was like, this woman had a job to do, and she said, I will go above and beyond.
Yeah.
And we all love her for it.
Yeah. Like, thanks, Bridget.
Yeah. Yeah, I just like, what else is she gonna do in this lifetime? I don't know.
Literally anything. Like, she could be president. Like, literally, whoever has spoken against Bridget Mendler, she'll fall. It's like Rihanna. But, like, what can't she do?
Oh my God, that's so funny. That's so
Maggie
good.
was like actually speechless, guys. I'm kind of funny. But I'm actually serious because literally, like, what can't she do?
Mean, like nothing.
Like, I think I would legitimately vote for her. Like, I don't even know what she's running for. I mean, she's not running for anything, but like, I don't
No,
even know what
yeah,
she would
not
stand
present
for,
day.
is what I meant. I don't even know what she would like stand for, but like, honestly, I'm convinced already.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. We're her campaign managers before she even knows what she wants to
Yeah,
do.
you want to know how to get Gen Z to the polls? Put Bridget Mendler on the ballot, baby. Let's go.
Oh my God, that's so funny because that's like, you know what? That really would get Gen Z to the polls so quick.
I mean, Ronald Reagan was an actor. Donald Trump was a reality TV
Yeah.
star and businessman. I guess mostly businessman, but
Yeah.
crazier things have happened.
So true. I mean, we had Kanye West also running for president at one time. So, you know.
You know, really funny you say that because I forgot that happened. Like,
Like, he was
there's so many
literally on the
crazy
campaign
things.
trail.
Oh, yeah, there's so many crazy shit that he has done and said since then that, like, I don't even think about that anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, in the back of your mind when it comes to thinking about Kanye West.
Wild.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't need to go down that road.
No.
Yeah, no. Okay. Let's move on to Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter are supposedly an item. So I heard like back when the Golden Globes was happening that she was actually supposed to be his date to the Golden Globes. And I don't know why. I don't really know what happened, but she just like wasn't there. I don't even know if she was like at any after parties with him. But they have been seen around more recently, like mostly around like the West Hollywood area is what I've been seeing, and I think a little bit in New York. Right now she's in Australia opening up for the Eras tour. But I just think this is such an odd couple. Like seeing them together just like doesn't look right.
Yeah, I'm looking up pictures right now. I'm not ignoring you. I'm like,
No,
I'm
it's I
scrolling through
mean
my
I
phone as she's talking.
Yeah, just scrolling.
I just like need to know what's going on. I could only find like two pictures of them. Like, well, there's multiple pictures, but like two different scenarios.
Yeah.
The one is like literally only their backs, so that gives me nothing. And the other one, they're like so far apart. So I still like really don't see the vision. So I don't really know about all this.
Yeah, I'm just like not, I don't know. I'm not, I don't really know a lot about either of them, like personality wise or whatever. I don't know. But it just looks like an odd pairing.
Yeah. Interesting.
But who knows? Maybe they're just gonna fall in love and get married someday.
Okay. Yeah, she's 24, he's 31. I need to, every time people are in a relationship, I need to know how old they are. Like,
I get
not
it.
that I'm like trying to be like prove something, age gap, anything. I just need to
No,
know.
like I just literally need to know. Yeah.
Because also I literally have no frame of reference of how old celebrities are. I knew Sabrina Carpenter was relatively the same age as me, but Barry Keoghan, I assumed around 30, and he's 31, so
There
I
you
got
go.
that right, I guess. Go, but I don't know. She's like too hot for him.
That's what I'm saying. And me and Stephen were talking about this before we started recording, but we need to stop the make Barry Keoghan a sex symbol campaign because it is not
Yeah.
working for many people, including us. It's just not hitting. It's coming off as very inauthentic and weird and just like kind of cringe.
I don't see the vision. Like, Barry Keoghan is at his best when he's playing a freaky little man. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't need him to be like hot.
No. Oh,
Okay?
like if I ever see him in like a rom-com or something, or
Well,
like a drama romance. I don't know. I just don't
I could see him in a
know.
rom-com as like the cute little like poor Irish boy falling in love with the, I don't know, someone. But I agree. And like as this guy's the talk of the town, he's so hot, movie
Yeah.
star falling in love with a what whoever. No. But I love him. I've been obsessed with this man for years. I shouldn't say obsessed. I've really liked his work for years.
I know, I was like obsessed.
And I like his look in the way that he's so unique looking. Does that mean he's hot? No. It does not. It's,
No,
but
there's a
you
difference.
kind of look at him and I feel like I'm like kind of transfixed by him. He really commands my attention on screen, but that's also his acting ability and also just the way he looks. I'm like, you're kind of weird looking, you know? But these photo shoots he's been doing, the outfits, the makeup, the what are you doing?
Yeah, it's really
Stop.
odd. It's really, really odd.
It's also like, why was he not doing this like when Saltburn came out?
I know, that's what's so confusing to me. I mean, I guess like maybe he has like other projects that are gonna, I mean, I assume he has other projects that are gonna come out soon. So his team is just trying to like keep him in like the news cycle at least a little bit.
I guess.
But it's just weird. It's just weird. I don't know.
I mean, the man's been nominated for an Oscar. Like, he's in the public
Yeah.
eye. You know? So I don't really get it. But whatever. I don't what is I'm trying to look up if he's anything right now. Masters of the Air miniseries. Oh my God, you could not pay me to watch this shit. It's a World War II bomber movie with Austin Butler. Oh, miniseries, I'm sorry. Yeah, you cannot pay me to watch that shit. That literally sounds like my worst nightmare.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm
Anyway,
good.
sorry, I got sidetracked.
No, it's okay. I heard Austin Butler and I'm good. War movie or whatever series, I'm good.
I don't do war. I don't do historical. Well, okay, you
Yeah.
know what? There's an addendum to that. I sometimes do historical. But if it's
Yeah.
like a biographical historical, I don't fuck with that.
No, if it has to do with like a world war,
Ugh.
no.
That
I mean, there's only been
literally.
two, but
Yeah. Listen, World War
yeah,
Z, I'll get behind that one. With Brad Pitt and the zombies. Yeah. But World War I, World
God,
War II. Listen, I had
not,
history class in high school. I'm over it. Is
yeah, not interested, not
that
interested.
cultured of me? No. I don't give a shit.
I don't give a fuck, who
We need
cares?
more movies like Barbie and less movies like whatever that World War II thing is. Okay? I think it's
Amen.
been beaten to death. Like,
Yeah.
whatever.
Amen.
Anyway, what were we even talking about?
Well,
Barry Keoghan, hot or not?
not.
Not. Chime
Yeah.
in, everybody. If you think he's hot, you're wrong, but like I'd like to hear why.
Yeah, but also, like, explain yourself. But
Yeah.
also, you're wrong. Right. Normani. This will, okay. If you know Mean Steven or you've been listening to this podcast long enough, you know that we love Normani.
Yeah.
And this woman finally announces an album, okay? After how many years after Motivation came out, just like these random singles that she's been dropping. But there's no release date. Did you click on that link when she,
I told you
okay.
I did not move. You sent me a picture. You sent me that she announced her album. My sister sent me it. I did not blink. I did not move. Like, I'll believe it when I see it. Okay. And I put my phone back down. Because, okay, what's the link say? What's going
So
on?
on the link, it takes you to like her website or whatever, or like the album website. And it just has like, it has like a date at the bottom, but it's just like numbers. Like it looks like a slot machine, just rolling, just rolling. And I thought maybe it was like gonna stop at some point. Oh my God, excuse me. Stop at some point and like show the date. But after just staring at my phone for a good 2, 3 minutes, I was like, okay. So she's just gonna announce an album and then not when it's gonna come out. And then why, after all these years, are you waiting this year when every single pop girly is releasing an album?
Yeah, wait till 2025.
Yeah, like I'm really sorry. Like, not that she doesn't stand a chance, but like
No, she
I
doesn't stand a chance. This
it's
album's going
gotta.
for number 15 on the Billboard Top 200.
And if it would have come out like even last year, or if she waited until like the end of this year, it would have
Yeah.
been okay.
Yeah, I have a feeling she like she's been thinking about doing this, and she really posted this like announcement because Fifth Harmony has been trending over the last week or so. I don't know if you've seen it on Twitter. My entire feed's been Fifth Harmony, and I even see like Lauren Hirugi was like posting like timeline triggering for me today. Like, and every like my timeline has been full of Fifth Harmony. I don't know about you.
Really? No, I mean, I sometimes I just like people will post pictures of them at like different award shows, like on like their red carpet and stuff, and just like make fun of their outfits. Or I always see the clip of them arriving to whatever award show it was on like a tank or
A tank,
something.
yeah.
Yeah, like that was really weird. I haven't seen really anything else.
Yeah, been a lot of clips of them. I don't know if it's because Camila Cabello is posting all these teasers lately and people are talking about her, and I don't know, but that group was a damn mess. It's amazing that they got as famous as they did.
Right, I
But
think about that all the time.
their music is either a hit or a complete miss. Because
Yeah.
some of their music is literally the most garbage you'll ever hear, and then some of it, I'm like, this is the most perfect pop song ever created.
Listen, work from home. I will dance to it every time I hear it.
Oh my
I
God, me and
fucking
Maggie go
love that
feral if we
song.
hear that in public.
Oh, love that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few Fifth Harmony songs that I really like, but they're mostly just like the singles.
Yeah.
So, and that's fine.
And yeah, I just cannot believe Normani released, or not released, she tweeted in 2018, got the album title, y'all. I don't think that's exactly how she said it, but basically.
But no, basically. And then have you ever seen like the there's like this one specific person that keeps like commenting every year like on the date that
Yes.
she tweeted it,
Yes,
and
I
then like
love that.
when she announced the album, someone was like, wow, they must be so happy.
Yeah. We really waited all that for dopamine.
And no release date. That's like what I'm most confused about. Like if you have an album and you announce it, it is always followed by a release date.
Yeah, or like at least a single date and then like album to come or something like that.
Yes.
But like this is just a, which is just why I'm like, I'll believe it when I see it. I didn't flinch. I didn't move a
That's
muscle.
so
Well, now we're talking
funny.
about it now. But I'm telling you, I literally did not care. Like, am I gonna listen? Of course, okay.
Well,
But
duh.
I haven't thought about her releasing music in a long time because I was just kind of over it. Like, I'm not, like, I used to literally sit and think about it all the time.
Yeah.
And then it's been 6 years. Like, I got other things to do, okay?
I got
And
yeah, I got busy.
now you're gonna compete against Ariana Grande, Dua Lipa, Taylor Swift, Beyoncé, Shakira. Like,
Oh
embarrassing.
yeah, I
What is
saw
wrong with
Shakira's.
you?
Yeah.
Camila
Yeah, that's
Cabello, even. Like,
that woman with her dyed blonde hair.
yeah, we don't need to get into it.
Yeah.
Just know that we have negative feelings. I haven't even
Yeah.
talked to Maggie about it, but I know she feels
I
the
just yeah. I know we're on the
same.
same page. yeah. So Normani, what I need from you is a release date. I need a
Yes.
concrete, solid release date.
And if any of her past singles are on this album, I'm going to riot.
Just it would be just such like a cheap shot if any of them were on there.
Because the last one came out, I think, just about a year ago. It came out early 2023, that song Fair.
Never listened to it.
It's not bad.
I just.
It's not her best. It's just kind of like a, it's a decent R&B song. And then Wild Side came out the year before, so that's been almost 2 years. And like this woman's solo work is so impressive.
Like, I just don't understand why after Motivation, there wasn't at least like an EP or something.
Yeah,
Because
she really fumbled the bag. And yeah, you're right, an EP. Motivation remixes
it's literally
something.
anything. Because, okay, So she released Motivation in 2019. And then, okay, Motivation and Dancing with a Stranger in
Yeah.
2019. And then didn't release anything for what was the next, was it Wildside? Was the next one that she released? Yeah.
No, there
And
was what's the Waves? That song literally won, she won a VMA. Like, girl, what is wrong with you?
regardless,
Mo I'm looking up
regardless,
Motivation, 186 million views on YouTube.
I
Without an album,
and at
without
least
an
half of that
EP.
are at least half of that are from me,
True.
so
I just like I don't get it. I'll talk about it nonstop forever till the end of this earth. She performed that song in the VMAs. She won a VMA for Waves. Like,
yes.
that's such a big debut. Dancing with a
I
Stranger, Love Lies, both of those songs were top 10 hits. And
Yes.
they were like steady, like on the Billboard chart for like a year.
Yeah. I
I think they were like literally like one of the tops, like top five, top 10 songs of the like respective years they were released. Like billions of streams. I think both of them have over a billion streams on Spotify.
So what are we doing?
Again, this woman is huge,
But
but
you
this
know
album
what?
is gonna flop. Like she
It's
fucked
not
herself.
really, and it's not like she hasn't like done anything. Like we just like haven't seen her, and like this is, you know, it's like, oh, what have you been doing this whole time? Just work on this album.
Yeah.
No, she was doing like Fenty fashion shows.
Yeah.
She just shot like a random A24 movie. She's in magazines still.
Forgot about
Like
that she's
she,
gonna be in a movie.
yeah, like she's still doing things, just not releasing an album, which makes no sense to me. No sense.
It really doesn't. I don't understand. Like, what is her problem? I don't get it. I don't. Yeah, let's look up Dancing with a Stranger, 1.3 billion streams, Love Lies, 900 million.
And then we
That's
get,
impressive.
yeah.
For not having an album? What is wrong with her?
What's wrong with our team?
I think it's gotta be her. I mean, I don't know.
It is, but goddamn.
All we're doing is complaining, but listen, when the album comes out, we're gonna listen to it right
Yeah,
away.
I'll be listening to it at the stroke of
And
midnight,
we'll
like
be good. I don't know. There's gonna be some bops in there for sure, though. I have faith in that.
Yes,
We're gonna
same.
get some good choreo again. There's gonna be some bops.
Yes.
But Motivation was just so impressive.
I fucking love that song.
So impressive. It's insane.
Every time it comes on shuffle, I never skip it.
Yeah, same.
Ever. Love it. Okay.
Sigh. Anyway,
Yeah.
I don't, we talked about that for so much. I think that was the most we talked about any topic this
It
episode.
was. That's because I just had the most to say about that
Yeah,
one.
and there wasn't even that much to talk about. She's got an
But
album. Who knows
it's
when?
just, we just had to air our grievances. All
Okay.
right, let's get into our
Need to
toast
take
and
a
our
deep
roast
breath.
then. Yeah, take a deep breath whenever you're ready. Go for it.
Okay. You know what? I got two roasts today, and I'm not sorry about it. I make the rules, so I can do two toasts or two roasts if I want.
So true. I'm not
Okay.
stopping you.
My first roast goes to Bradley Cooper. I don't know if you even saw this Maestro movie. It looks like garbage. It's not my kind of movie. It looks boring. But I swear I have never seen a man like campaign for an Oscar more than Bradley Cooper. And I did look it up the other day, and he's been nominated for 12 Oscars. So that made me like kind of understand why he really wants one, because like that would be tough.
Yeah,
But
I get it.
this is what he recently said about, because he Maestro is about Leonard Bernstein, the composer, and he plays him. For those of you who don't know. This is what he said about this. I hope that Leonard Bernstein would come every day into me. First of all, that sounds sexual, weirdo.
Yeah, whoa, that's
It was scary, the idea of it not happening and that I would have to act. You have to do your job? That was scary. But thank goodness, every day of the 55 or 56 day shoot, it did happen. So now this man is claiming that Leonard Bernstein inhabited his body. What?
What? You sound like Austin Butler.
He does. But like, also it's like different for Austin Butler. Like, that could have been his only opportunity, okay? Bradley Cooper, like, you're better than this. Stop. This is weird. Like, I just felt like a person has never wanted an Oscar more than this man doing this movie. Like, he directed it. I think he wrote it, produced
Yeah.
it, stars in it. And most of the reviews say it's very mid.
Yeah, I haven't heard like terrible things. Also, I haven't heard great things.
Everyone just says Carey Mulligan is amazing. But, like, of course she is. She always is. What's new?
Yeah, right.
Anyway, I'm just like, stop. Don't do this. Like,
That man is so annoying.
you just seem like a loser.
Do you
Anyway.
think he's gonna bring Gigi Hadid to the Oscars?
No.
I don't either.
Oh, to do
That
what? To watch him lose? There's no way he's winning a single award.
well, no, but just like
I
and to just to
know. No, I
like make
know.
it their relationship more public.
No, like, Bradley Cooper, don't even go. Like, stay in bed. Sorry. Anyway, my other rose goes to the BAFTAs, because I just found out that Lily Gladstone was not nominated for BAFTA.
Why? She's nominated for everything else.
Right? I don't know. Sounds racist to me. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah,
Like, how did you not
that
nominate her for that?
doesn't make much
She's
sense.
like the front runner. Like, it's either gonna be her or Emma Stone winning an Oscar.
Yeah.
They both won a million awards. And she was great. Like, I don't know. Doesn't really make sense to me. Smells a little racist. But you know, who am I to say? Okay. Those are my two roasts. That's all I got.
Okay.
My toast goes to Beyonce. We talked about her country song last week. Amazing. Still obsessed with it. Can't stop listening to it. Just saw that it hit its It literally yesterday was the biggest streaming day. It's just continuing to get bigger and bigger. Love that for her. I also saw that like loads of these black female country artists are getting increased streams. Like seeing their biggest streams ever. And like that's what this is about.
Yeah, it's so much bigger than Beyonce.
It's like she's not like trying to like take a culture. Because obviously it's her. She's from H-Town. Like,
Yeah,
this is
hello.
her culture, first of all. It's not like other people who jump into other music genres and like, I don't know. It's natural for her because this is what she grew up on. She's from the South. And it just like, it makes sense. And then she's using her voice to uplift these other artists to make great music that makes me want to shake my ass, to celebrate other Black women. And it's just amazing. I love her. She's great.
I
And then
know.
that portrait of her mom doing her hair and her doing
Oh.
Blue's hair and Blue doing Rumi's hair. Ooh.
Moved
Why is
me.
that just like, ugh, melted my heart? I don't know
I
why.
know.
It
Oh
just
my
was so
God.
beautiful. I keep seeing like pictures of Tina, and I was like, wow, when Beyonce's 65 years old, she's gonna look exactly the same as she does now.
Well, someone put a picture, of Beyonce from 2004 next to the like the official campaign picture for
Yeah.
her hair care literally has not changed.
Yeah.
Has not aged a day.
She's just
It's
like curvier.
yeah, that's it.
That's it. It's
Yeah,
insane.
I was
I mean, she
amazed.
like looks her age, but like, I don't know how to explain it. 'Cause she does look like she's like 40, you know?
Yeah.
But
But
like
all
at the
but
same time, she like, I don't know how to explain it.
I know exactly what you're saying though.
Because it's not
Because
like she
yes.
looks like she's 25, but like she also
But
pretty much looks the same. I don't know. She
yeah.
just like has her face and body just look like the shapes look different. Like she, I don't know how to explain this at all. But you know what? I feel like anyone would understand if they looked at these
Yeah,
pictures.
I get
I
it.
don't have
I
the
know what you're saying.
words, but obsessed. And like I said, she's probably gonna look just like this when she's like 65. Because I mean, look at her mom.
I know. Miss Tina. The other day I thought about how I saw her at LAX in a full denim jumpsuit and wedge heels.
Good.
That was weird. I'm like
She knew.
95% sure it was
She,
her.
listen, she knew about this album
Yeah.
and her denim. Yeah, that's all I gotta say. I could talk about Beyonce forever. I'm
Literally, we
gonna leave it
could.
at that.
Okay. Well, my roast goes to Tom Sandoval. Now, is this man like an eternal roast? Yes. But this man was interviewed by the New York Times, okay? One of the biggest publications in the world. And this is a direct quote from him. I'm not a pop culture historian, really, but I witnessed the O.J. Simpson thing and George Floyd and all these big things, which is really weird to compare this to that, talking about Scandoval, I think, but do you think in a weird way it's a little bit the same?
I saw that and I didn't even gasp. I like sighed. It was just like, what?
What the fuck is wrong with you? I mean, like, we've been asking that for the past year, but like,
Right.
true. Oh, I didn't even read this part. I feel like I got more hate than Danny Masterson, and he's a convicted rapist. Sir. Oh.
That
Sir.
is insane to say.
And then he posts this
To
lame
think, let alone
ass.
say.
Yes. And then he posted this lame ass Instagram story apology being like, oh, I was just comparing it to like the amount of media coverage. I'm embarrassed. Well, like, just why would you put yourself in the same category as George Floyd? This man did not make a mistake. This man was killed. You made the biggest mistake of your life that costs you everything.
Yeah,
And
I
to say
don't
it in the
get
New
it.
York Times.
Not, doesn't make any sense. And like, he doesn't just sound like an idiot. He sounds like racist.
Yeah, like to make matters worse for yourself. Like, I,
They're just.
it's just really frustrating to hear this man continually make excuses for himself
Right.
and try to make people pity him, but he literally did this to himself. So,
I mean, yeah.
what the fuck are you talking about?
He did.
Oh my God. It's just, oh God. And it grossed me out, honestly, when I read that quote. But yeah. Ugh. My toast though, also Vanderpump Rules related. So, real quick, if you don't watch the show, at one point James and Raquel were together. When they were together, they got this dog. His name is Graham. He's a golden doodle. So cute. So when they broke up, Raquel, Rachel, whatever, kept the dog. And after Scandoval, she like went off and like to her like mental health retreat thing and kind of like abandoned Graham and gave him to a foster home, come to find out. And then the foster home couldn't take care of him anymore. So they called up Vanderpump Dogs. Lisa took him in. So in the last episode, Lisa called James over to Vanderpump Dogs, thinking, like, we're going to talk about Tom. Who comes down the stairs other than Graham? James starts crying. He's going to take Graham home forever now. He's like, this dog is my best friend. I've missed him so much. And yeah, you bet I cried. You bet.
Aww.
You know, it was so sweet. He's like, I would just see all these golden doodles on the street, and I would just think about Graham and like all the good times that we've had. And
That's
then, you know, I would just have
adorable.
to like snap out of it. And now I would like to like see him come down the stairs and get to take him home. It was so cute. It was just so cute. It was a great scene.
That was really heartwarming.
I know. Now, does this dog need a lot of training? Yes. But it's just see it from like present day things that James is saying, it seems like the dog is doing very well. He's well adjusted.
Yay.
I know. It was so cute. Yeah, that's
That's done. Goodbye.
it.
That is really sweet. I like James.
Yeah, James is James says something. He'll have his downfall at some point, but you know, just like everyone on that show. But right now, loving him.
Fair.
All right, you guys know where to find us on Instagram at Popping Off About Pop Culture. You can stream us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us a like, subscribe, a follow. Give us a 5-star rating anywhere you can do that. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the street. And sometimes when I say all that, I just like go on autopilot and like I forget what I say, and that's why it comes off. Like I'm just lo losing my train of thought, but whatever.
That's okay.
Anyway.
You're allowed to lose your train of thought.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that anytime because we both do it all the time on here.
I
Usually,
know.
but usually it's because we also just like rant sometimes. But
Yeah, we just go off the rails. That's
anyway,
okay. It's our podcast. We're loud. Okay.
exactly. You guys know how we do. Anyway, bye.
Okay, bye.